I'm your host, Paul Copeland, and joining me today is Hody Johns. Hody, how are you today?
I am tickled pink. I am on cloud nine because of the humor that I don't think anybody in Congress gets, but I get.
Oh, what exactly is that?
So, today we're going to discuss how the Republicans would like to put a wall up. The Democrats told them to fund it themselves, and they've begun that process. Now, that might not seem funny to anybody else, but I know for me, whenever I see Democrats telling people to fund stuff that they don't think should be funded on their own, I get a case of the giggles. And I'm going to try to make it through this without laughing hard into the microphone, but it's going to be tough.
Well, yeah, the entire concept of funding a $1 billion program to the Democrats is normally one that's, you know, goes straight to the government for it. But, you know, in an odd reversal of fortune, we see the Democrats being the advocate of, well, not an entirely free market solution, but as close as we're going to get in this particular circumstance.
Probably. And, like, here's the thing. I'm still against the wall. I did all the research on the Open Borders episode. You guys can go check that out, somewhere else. But this is too good, because they're advocating the end of taxation, and the Republicans are agreeing with them, and I just could not be happier. So think about this. Now, Republicans think that it's good, right? The wall. I should say Trump thinks it's good. Some of the Republicans agree with him, but, you know, they're trying to include it in the spending bill. We've actually shut down government, yay, because of it, because we can't come to an agreement about it. But the Democrats, and I should say not even the Democrats themselves, this was more of a social movement saying, oh, if everybody who voted for Trump donated $20, we'd end up getting this thing funded. And so the Republicans have all said, yeah, we'll take you up on that offer. You know what? I voted for Trump. I'll throw in another 20 for him. Let's get that wall going. So I'm still against the wall, but this is more how government, I think, should work. This is kind of like what I think is like the future of taxation, is maybe not everybody recognizes it as a universal good, but if you do, then put your money where your mouth is and you fund it. And I just think that it's going to be, the Democrats will rue this, because now when they say, well, we feel that everybody would benefit from them, we now have the moral right to say, fund it yourselves, because that's what you had the Republicans do, and they started doing it. So you guys go fund it yourselves. I love the in your faces to the Republicans. I think Trump has more than enough egg on his face, and the followers have, I mean, especially with the bump stocks and everything. But this is just one of those wins for libertarians as they watch the Republicans and the Democrats duke this out. I am so excited for them to propose any spending from now on, I guess. And normally I'm not excited when they propose spending more money, but now I've already got my comeback queued up. You know, I don't know. Do you think this is funny? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, to me, I think it's a little bit more tragic than anything, because, you know, we have blatant xenophobia in many cases coming together for an utterly pointless project. And I always feel bad when I see people getting scammed, whether it be, you know, little old ladies selling, or not even selling, giving money to IRS fraudsters, or, you know, people posing as government officials extorting. That's always tragic to me. And in this case, you know, they're being sold a product that's going to be utterly and absolutely ineffective.
That's okay. So, I mean, if we're going back to talk about the wall specifically, I wouldn't donate money to it. I mean, no. I think it's a waste of time. I think that I don't want to challenge the government that they can't be so big that they can't take away certain human rights, because obviously they've done that before, and our right to travel and our right to live where we want to live on this planet. Obviously, they've restricted that for a great deal of people. I mean, if you were in that caravan and you got to taste that tear gas, obviously you understand that the government still has a tremendous amount of power, even at the border without a wall. So would the wall help keep these people out? Probably a little bit. Is it worth what are they trying to save up for? 12 billion? Or they have 12 million? They trying to save up something billion?
They're trying to hit $1 billion with the GoFundMe.
Gotcha.
Which is another part that's hilarious to me. If they manage to succeed, GoFundMe is going to be like one of the biggest benefactors of this, because they take a sizable cut.
Do they? I know of Kickstarter and GoFundMe. I've never actually started one myself. I didn't know that they actually took some of your intake.
Yeah, the platform GoFundMe takes 5%.
Okay.
And then the payment processors take another 2.9%. So if this succeeds, GoFundMe makes $5 million instantaneously.
What? Wow.
And then the payment processors make another 2.9% with a 30 cent charge per donation. So, you know, hopefully they, if they really want $1 billion, they meet their goal, and then another 7-8% or so.
Wow. Okay. So that is, I did not know that. Yeah, that'll be huge for the donation companies. But I mean, overall, I like Kickstarter. I like GoFundMe, I guess, as a concept. I haven't looked at the particulars because I haven't used them specifically. But I think if you appeal to enough people, they voluntarily give you money, you know, and then we get to fund the things that you want, whether you're making you're starting your own brewery, or I guess building a wall. You can do what you want. Now, there's some particulars about the wall. I was looking at this the other day, and somebody actually correct me on my Facebook feed. The government doesn't actually own all that property along the border. And so as far as actually building the wall, they'd either have to build so that the land, like, they can build a wall outside of your property on their property, but they'd have to build, like, around private properties, and there's some places, they can't do it on the Mexican side, so there's some of our property, they'd have to build a wall on our side of the property, thus cutting off some of our land and, like, putting it on the other side of the wall, even though it's technically our property. It's not perfectly fleshed out. This isn't a great idea. A lot of these get started by just some hooligan who's, like, goofing around, like, the guy who wanted to get that one Kardashian, like, to be a billionaire or something like that, and that was some guy, you know, on Facebook just started. It was like, I don't even have her bank account information. I don't know how I would get her this money. I just was like kind of goofing, and it's taken off. This, I don't know who started it, but
well,
it's happened. Yeah.
So the person who started this particular campaign is Brian Colphage. He's a disabled U.S. Air Force veteran. You know, which is another element that strikes me as very weird, because I don't see how he has standing for this. And normally, you know, there are some questions on whether or not, you know, the U.S. government would even be able to use this for the funding of the border wall, because the Treasury is allowed to accept donations, but you make a donation to the Treasury, you don't have the power to dictate what it's for, except in certain circumstances that have been already predetermined by Congress.
Okay.
And the border wall has not been predetermined by Congress as one of those functions that they can take direct donations for.
So, as a matter of practicality, even if he got the money, they would need an approval for the plan. It would probably... Now, I can assume they might get the approval for the plan because right now the government's shut down because the Democrats don't want to fund it, right? And I get that. But if they had the funding, they're, you know, who's to say they, you know, how many of the Democrats would continue to shut it out if now, they had the funding? You know what I mean?
Now, let's not put the blame, the onus on this squarely on the Democrats, because yes, the Republicans lost the House of Representatives, but those representatives have yet to be sworn in, and the Republicans still have a majority sitting in those seats. This is on the Republicans. The entire shutdown is their fault for not having a unified front and going forward.
Well, yeah, I mean, I blame all of them. I think specifically what I'm talking about is because I know that the border wall, I guess, was primarily the I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. That seems like the biggest issue that that is keeping us from making an arrangement in which we keep government open going forward.
Yeah. So with the government shutdown, that brings up another wrinkle. There are a lot of NASA employees out. When can we count on a GoFundMe for a moon base?
This is something that I always get excited because they always, you know, I think Elon Musk has talked about it, and there was that reality show that talked about putting somebody on Mars, and the funny thing is with the amount of money these shows make, I mean, just by advertiser revenue alone, the money is actually probably enough to get us there. So I mean, entertainment is a very valid way to fund some of these crazy, you know, plans. Now, as far as like a GoFundMe goes, I don't know. Most people that like the thing about GoFundMes and Kickstarters is they're common men, right? People like you and I on the ground, they're not major investors. And the reason being is because any investor is going to want to have some kind of say in how the project is going forward. That's why you become like, you know, an investor, stockholder, bondholder, something like that, to say, hey, look, I'm going to invest a lot of money in you to get this project off the ground. You know, people might look at the $1 billion for the border wall and say, oh, that's nothing compared to, you know, for what a lot of these CEOs make. Some of them have even voiced wanting the wall. So why don't they just fork over the $1 billion? Well, they obviously want to have a lot more control over the project going forward. I think that that's probably some of the issue with things like why we don't actually go to space or get these moon bases or anything like that, because we don't have someone. There are people who are interested, but they want say over the project. And then you have the conflict of being like, well, I want the project to look like this versus the entertainment guys saying, well, we want it to kind of be more fun. And, you know, and so because of that lack of consensus, we haven't had those people put together those funds to get moon bases or Mars bases. Or, I mean, it sounded like you had a direction on that as well, though. What were you thinking with the moon base?
Well, I just want to go to the moon, Hody. It's my one hope of getting under 200 pounds at this point.
Getting in shape to be an astronaut?
No, the moon's gravity is only 16.5% of Earth, so I'd be looking slim at a 50-pound frame there.
Right, like if I'm gonna palm dunk a basketball, you know, this is where I need to start. Okay, I see where you're going with that now. Well, there you go. So they've got a human volunteer. That's the start of everything. So I think I want to establish that the wall, I still believe, is a bad idea. I still believe it's ineffective. For those of you who don't know, we actually have a de facto open border on one of our borders. So this isn't, I hear a lot about like the safety issues or somebody sneaking something across. Look, if you want to sneak something across, you might as well go across the border. Nobody's checking, right? As opposed to the one, if you're really serious about it, as opposed to the one where there's like, you know, a whole bunch of checkpoints and officers, what they can check you or stop you within 100 miles of the border or something like that, 50 miles.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, where they can just stop you for any reason and ask to see your papers at any time. You know, so obviously they'd rather go across the other border. So, I mean, there's countless reasons why it's a bad idea, why it's ineffective, why it's too expensive, why it's, you know, or ways around it, or simply just our bad immigration policy. I mean, I think is at the head of all of this head of all of it, our bad economic policy makes it so that we have to limit the number of immigrants. If we did not have certain things in place that made any person a drain on the economy, then we wouldn't have to worry about how many people come into our country. And I mean, let's be honest here. The people coming across usually assist in boosting our GDP as opposed to hindering it.
Right. And, you know, economic policy and all that internally is terrible and is creating a draw for people. But then our foreign policy helps force them out of their homes.
Very true.
So we are, like, if you are wanting less illegal immigrants... And that's some people in the LP I see are very concerned about the legal status of someone for some reason. For being the anti-government party, I don't understand it. But if you are that concerned with legal immigration being how people come here and you want them to come through legal means, then stop increasing the incentive for them to risk their lives to come here.
All right, now you are sidetracking this episode because we have a lot talking about immigration and all those great points and all the border wall points, but the point of this episode is to laugh about the Kickstarter and the GoFundMe thing. Now, let's talk about this as going forward. So now, if you are President Libertarian, and you see the Republican or Democrat or whatever come up and say, well, Paul, I've been looking to increase the we're wanting to build another military base overseas. So I guess we should just have to increase everybody taxes, right? Well, you've got standing precedent to tell them that they need to pay for themselves, right?
Yeah, if a 30th military base in the Middle East is going to be something you want, you know, put it up to the people to vote with their wallets.
Right, because everybody is going to... We are not going to have a consensus on whether these government programs are good for people or not. We're just not. Now, I, as a libertarian, of course, want most of them gone, abolished, privatized, whatever you want to call it. I think you and I are both minarchists, so we recognize some degree of government, probably specifically in aspects of maybe having a... defense and... I guess a judicial system, something like that. But other than that, we would probably cut out most of it. So, but if somebody told me, hey, go fund it yourself, and I was allowed to keep all of my tax money, even if it was a judicial system, oh, heck yeah, I'm on board with that for paying for the elements that I want. Now, I don't want to run out of time before we cover something specifically, and that's that this is actually largely how government used to work for a very long period of time before we started getting into this New Deal, last 100 years, Keynesian, that type of thing. Now, we've been slowly growing towards that with, you know, national parks and you know, all those steps to get to where we are now. But back in the day, when somebody said, you know, when people talk about roads, because that's the number one, you know, how are your roads going to get built? It wasn't pay roads. It was actually corporations that helped build the roads that said, well, I want people to have easy access to my corporation. I don't want their cars to get damaged while they're heading here, so I'm going to fund the roads. I'm going to fund the railroads was a lot of it. You know, I want people en masse to be able to get to my center of commerce and get back home. So they funded it, right? And this is kind of this was a good time. This was a huge time of American expansion when we talk about crawling across the West, is saying all of a sudden, you know, that's the reason they call it the Gateway to the West, is because they start a hub of railroads there and roads there, because they said, hey, we want the West to be able to be a part of this economy, right? And so there is standing precedent for this, like, Kickstarter, GoFundMe type of revenue raising, that we who care put together the money to make it happen. And then we contract it out to these people who build it. So not everybody, of course not everybody. I mean, I'm sure New Yorkers didn't want to see Chicago or St. Louis become a powerhouse, you know, in the West, but they wanted to be. And so they were able to fork over the money. I'm sure people from New York didn't pay. People from Chicago did pay. People from Chicago got the rewards for it. You know, that's just a good economic model, is when we pay for it ourselves. So similar, I mean, let's expand this idea. Any type of welfare, any type of social security, things that you want to buy into, go ahead and buy into. And if you don't want to be a part of it, you shouldn't have to be a part of it. I mean, this is the whole, the Democrats have, I truly believe the Democrats right now have no idea how bad this is going to come back to bite them. Because it's not just the Democrats at the top, it's their whole base and their whole of social media saying, go pay it for yourself if you think it's so valuable, you Trump supporters. And I'm saying, yes, exactly. You guys got it right. You have no idea how right you are right now. Like, this is exactly what we want government to look like. When we had the Industrial Revolution, this is what we were doing, was having people pay for it themselves. It makes you invest and it makes you care. We get improved quality when you invest your own cash into it. You know, you get your own, you know, you get your own say into it. Anyway, Paul, I'm going to go ahead and consider that my final thought, because all right, I am raving over here, but I'm over the moon right now. So I'll let you finish it off.
Well, if you're over the moon, then maybe there's hope for me. But no, you're absolutely right. We have funded great things in this country on the back of voluntary donations. And the idea that we cannot go to a system, that's absurd to me. You know, we can fund the development of video games. We're on pace to raise $1 billion for a boondoggle along the southern border. I've seen great things come out of the crowdfunding system, and the technology is only getting better. The level of accountability and skepticism that surrounds these projects, that feeds into a culture of things actually getting done, is improving all the time. It's patently absurd to think that 50 years from now we won't be funding things like space exploration, healthcare. Huge amounts of our economy will be based upon sharing and crowdfunding. Those are my final thoughts.
Awesome. Well, there's a good chance that this episode's going to air after our Christmas break. But happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I know you yourself are not of a religious persuasion, so I guess whatever fun you want to have fun this season.
You too, Hody. And until next time, be free.